let me just synopsize what we learned in the Metro Shrobland Shirashirim last night on Sunday. Shirashirim at the beginning of Shirashirim. So Shlomo HaMelech, thank you. Shlomo HaMelech writes, Yishikeni Yishikos Pihu. This was a bakasha of Shlomo HaMelech that Hashem should kiss me minashika spihu. So there should be this mashika pale peh. And the Medrash explains that he was talking about what began with Matan Torah. And Matan Torah, take a look maybe the Medrash himself. Yehuda b'shem Rav Yehuda bar Rav Simon, Rav Yehuda Rav Nechemya. B'shosh Hashem Yisrael Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. Here we were at Har Sinai and we heard Anoichi Hashem Alekecha. So at that moment, Niska Talmud Torah b'libam v'hayu lemedim v'loy hayu mishachet. With Anoichi Hashem Alekecha somehow came the whole Torah, everything that you need to know about Torah came. And they were learning, and there was no such thing as shikha. As I said on Sunday, it's an unforgettable experience. You're hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking, and he's saying, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, they got it. Like, they got it all. And they never would have forgotten it. But, Bo Eitzel Moshe, they then came to Moshe of Amru, and they said, Klal Yisrael came to Moshe, whoever that they is, Moshe Rabbeinu, Teyasa At Proizbion Shaliach Benoisenu. We don't like the system of hearing Hashem. We're asking you to be the prosbian. A prosbian is like a broker. You be the broker, the shaliach benoisenu. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, Mefurish daber ato imanu benishma v'ato lamanamus. So the pasuk says that they heard Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, and the Medrash says that they, after they heard Anoichi Hashem Alekecha, they said, this is not working for us. You speak to us. You speak to Hashem, and then you speak to us. You tell us what Hashem said. We feel like we're going to die if we hear Hashem keep on speaking to us. Why would they feel like they're going to die? Unclear. Then the Medrash says, so Moshe Rabbeinu started talking. And then after Moshe, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu continued with the Asaras and Dibrais. Chazru liyos lemedim v'shoichin, and they started to have shikha. Amru ma Moshe baser b'dam oiver, av talmudai oiver, miyad chazru balahem ha-Moshe, amru le Moshe Rabbeinu levayi gala lanu pam shniya. Then they realized that Hashem stopped talking to them, so they had charata, and they said, we want to hear straight from Hashem. And that's the pshat in the pasuk, yishakeni minashikais pihu, we're missing the nashika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let it be like it was at the beginning of the Asaras and Dibrais. Amr Lahem, so Moshe said, Ein zo achshav. No, you've missed that opportunity, not for now. La'asad lavayhu. That'll be la'asad lavay, says the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Shenemar nasati es teirasi bekirbam v'aliba mechtavenu. That there will come a time that I will give them the Torah direct bekirbam v'aliba mechtavenu. So I pointed out that's probably the pshat in Musaf Kedusha, where we say that there will come a time, La'asilavai, when Mashiach comes, the Hu Yashmienu Shenis Leinei Kolchai. There'll be a second Hashma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we're all singing about on Shabbos. Hu Yashmienu Shenis Leinei Kolchai. The Shenis, this time it'll be, everybody is going to see that Klal Yisrael is getting this Nevuah. But now, meaning now at Har Sinai, it's not the right time. Ein zu achshav. Rav Nechemiah says a little bit different is the pshat, that when they heard lo yilacha, that they didn't only hear the first commandment, they heard the first two commandments. Lo yilacha, neker yitzahara melibam, and all yitzahara was gone. All desire for sin had left them. Bo yitzel Moshe, they said to Moshe, we feel like we're dead. I guess when you don't have a yitzahara, you feel like you're dead. And they say, you be the shaliach between us, same type of thing. So Moshe started to talk, and the same thing after Moshe started to talk, they said, no, yishakenu min shikos fiyu. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, ein zo achshav, la se lava, and he brings here the Medrash a different pasuk, in Yecheskel, the first one was from Yirmiyahu, vasi roisi esleva evan mibsarcha. In other words, according to both opinions in the Medrash, Klal Yisrael heard the first two of the Aseres HaDibros. They asked Moshe to ask Hashem to stop talking. This is too traumatic for us to have Hashem talking. You be the shaliach. Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, I'll be the shaliach. So Moshe Rabbeinu started talking. And then Klal Yisrael seems to, according to this Medrash, had charata. And they said, no, yishakeni min shikos pihu, that we want to hear Hashem. And he said, no, you missed it. This is al-Darach, the Gemara that says that Kisharatzisi loyratzisa. Achshav shato writes ani, and he writes. The Gemara says such a thing by Moshe Rabbeinu a number of times, by the Sne, other places, that when I wanted to be megala to you, you weren't interested. Now you want? I'm not interested. I don't think this is, I pointed out on Sunday, it's not a Kodesh Baruch Hu being mean, or Midas HaDin here necessarily, but the pshat is the fact that you couldn't take it, the fact that you didn't want it, shows you're not holding. And if you're not holding, so you're not holding. So when are you going to be holding? Now you feel, okay, we were pushed away. We want to hold. So, okay, you'll be holding when Yirmiyahu's nevuah comes true of Nasati es terasi b'kirbo ma'alibo mechtavano, or when Yecheskel's nevuah comes true of Asiroisi es leiv ha'evet nivsarcham, then we'll talk, literally. But now, we're not going to talk. So, I just felt at the end of the shir on Sunday, a total lack of clarity as to the sequence and the chronology of what exactly happened over here. But according to what we see in the Medrash, and I want to really, Mamash, just learn a little bit of Chumash with you to get it clear. But what we learned in the Medrash was, what it seems from the Medrash is, that they were all standing at Har Sinai. And where was Moshe at this moment? You're raising your hand or you're pointing up?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
He was up on top of the mountain. And somehow they got to Moshe and they said, right, so I think Moshe asked, this Moshe, our Moshe asked, like, how they get this message to him, you know, cell phone, what was the, how they, no, we don't want to hear Hashem anymore. So Moshe started talking. Then how did Moshe talk? So Moshe was Machadish again, which is sort of Mashman Rashi, that it was like Hashem amplified his voice, and somehow from the top of the mountain we all heard. Confusing. Where were we? Where was he? How did this...
But there is a precedent for us hearing his voice, because in the whole Parshas Devarim, he spoke supposedly to all and all of Pine Shoulder.
Yeah. He wasn't on top of a mountain.
True.
Yeah. I mean, you're saying two chidushim here. One chidush is that he spoke to a lot of people. So there's this nest that you're saying, I'm saying, good, there was this nest. We know about this nest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu amplified his voice, which I presume is where other religions got the idea from. You know, the Sermon on the Mount, Lahavdil, and these kind of things, always like this magnified voice. So you have to say that whatever it says, Vayidaber Moshe al Bnei Yisrael, so either you could say he said it to Aaron, to the Zakenim, and they spread it out, or you could say that he spoke and everybody heard. But I just want to just get a little bit of clarity. If you go to where this is all about, yeah, sorry, said Debris. If we go to Parshas Yisroi, Parak Yutes, it's maybe Kedai. I'm a little bit radical here because what I really love to do in life is to try to, at least for the few minutes, forget everything you learned and everything you heard, and all the stories you heard in Sunday school, and you know, and let's just see what actually happened from the Chumash. It's very difficult to do that. It's very difficult to do that because we have this whole picture and paintings, and we've been hearing about it for years, often from people that didn't know. Yeah, that's the so if you, the let me just tell you that the story of Har Sinai is not a long story. It starts in Perek Yutes of Shmos. There's a hefsik of Elam Mishpatim. And then the story picks up in Perek Chavdal of Shmos. So there's two prakim in Parshas Mishpatim. You know, like Matan Torah is half in Parshas Yisrei and half in Parshas Mishpatim. So in Mishpatim, it's a short thing in Mishpatim, in Perek Chav Dalet. I'm going to do your test first, but I'm just showing you how it continues. Chav Dalet in Parshas Mishpatim says, Ve'al Moshe Amar Aleil Hashem Atov V'Aaron Nadav V'Aviyu V'Shivim Zikne Yisrael. And the Mefarshim all explain, which is Pashut, that the story starts in Perek Yutes and ends in Perek Chav Dalet, but it's the Pashtus HaMikra. Sometimes you could say Ein Seder Mukdam HaMukher B'Torah if you have to. The Gemara says that sometimes. But the Pashut Upshad is like it says in the Chumash. That's the, we don't have to say drushes to make it fit in with our thinking. Just let's go in order, chronological order. So Perek Yutes, if you have it, it's beautiful. Just let's try to learn it quickly. B'chodesh HaShlishi, Letzeis B'nai Yisrael Me'aretz Mitzrayim, B'yayim HaZeh Ba'al Midbar Sinai. So it was the Chodesh HaShlishi. What month is that? Sivan. Like now, tonight is Rosh Chodesh. Letzeis B'nai Yisrael Me'aretz Mitzrayim, B'yayim HaZeh Ba'al Midbar Sinai. They came to the Sinai Desert. Meaning you go out of Egypt, you're not yet into the Sinai Desert. You have to travel for 46 days. Right, to get to the Sinai Desert. Yisu, wherever it is, it's not across the Nile. You have to go a little, not across the Yamsu. Yisu Mirfidim, they went from Mirfidim, Vayavoya Midbar Sinai, Vayachnu Ba Midbar, Vayichan Sham Yisrael, Neged Ahar, and they came to the mountain. And there they stood next to the mountain. What was it? Why was this the mountain? So it was the mountain because this was the mountain, the Pashut Pshat is this was the mountain that Moshe Rabbeinu was familiar with, because this was already the mountain probably that that he had the Gilui of the Sneh. Because at the Sneh he said that you're going to come back, V'tavdun el Ahar Hazeh, you'll worship me on this mountain. So they got to the mountain. And then it says, Moshe Allah El Ha'alikim, that was quick, no Shavuos, no Mount Dar, Moshe's Allah El Ha'alikim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Allah El Ha'alikim, which means the Pashut Pshat is, this was when? This was on Yom HaSheni, Rashi says. Yom HaSheni. V'chol Ali Yosef Ba'ashkama, and it was first thing in the morning. V'yashkim Moshe Ba'boker. So Moshe went up, climbed this mountain, a familiar mountain to him. And Hashem said the following. He didn't say Ten Commandments, he didn't say Torah, he said the following. This is what I want you to tell. He went up to the mountain, he had a Nevuah. And the Nevuah was that this is what you should tell the Beis Yaakov, Israel, tell all the men and women the following. Atem Re'isem, Asher Asisi L'Mitzrayim. Everybody aware that Hashem had this whole speak? Hashem had the speak before there was the Atzeres HaDibros.
It's a Nevuah.
What then? What was the other choice?
Vayikra El Hashem. I don't know.
Vayikra El Hashem. Like every time it says Vayikra, whole Sefer Vayikra, as Hashem called him to the Oil Mite. And he had a Bel Pet, whatever. That was just a question of degree in Nevuah. How much of a Nevuah? Nevuah means Hashem spoke to man. So Hashem spoke to man. Atem Re'isem Asher Asisi L'Mitzrayim. Look, you saw what I did in Mitzrayim. Bas Haskam Al Kanfin Nisharim, I took you out on eagle's wings. Vavo Yeskam Elayim, I brought you here. Here is where? Har Sinai. V'ata, Yishamaya Tishma B'Koyli Yishmartem Esprisi. So now tell the people like this. We have a covenant. Covenant refers to the agreement that I made with Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. V'yisam Li Segula Mikol Amim Kili Kol Aretz. You want to be a special people. From all of the nations, you say, well, all the nations, Kili Kol Aretz, I own all the nations. Atam Tiyuli Mamlechas Koyanim V'Koy Kadosh Eila Torah Masher Tadavar Abnei Yisrael. So there was a Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu was Allah Elohim. By the way, I must mention that the Abarvanel says that he didn't climb the mountain at all. It says that Lashon of the Abarvanel, you can look it up, and the Ramban brings it, and Ezra brings it. V'Allah Elohim B'Nevuah, meaning B'Machshavah. Ola Elohim doesn't mean that, doesn't say, in other words, Vayichan Shem Yisrael Nagarahara Moshe Ola Elohim, doesn't say Moshe climbed the mountain. He meditated and he connected with Hashem. That's all it says here. It doesn't say that necessarily he was climbing the mountain. We're just making that assumption. Well, everything happens on top of the mountain there. But it doesn't say that he climbed the mountain. It just says, Moshe Ola Elohim. So I looked in the Rishonim. The Rishonim say that probably he didn't climb the mountain. He was just standing there at Har Sinai. And at Har Sinai, he had a nevuah. Very important.
So why is it important?
I'll tell you. Vayavo Moshe... Because there's no, we're not Har Sinai, right? Vayavo Moshe v'yikra l'ziknei, tachtasar, v'yikra l'ziknei ha'am v'yosam l'flayim, he called the Zakenim, so there's no great amplification miracle here, right? He called over the Zakenim, had a meeting, you're the leaders of the Jewish people, v'yosam l'flayim is called dvarim ha'elu asher tzivahu Hashem. What was the tzivoy that he told them? Tell the people, in other words, spread out the following, that we have a bris over here, we have a relationship, we have a covenant, and I want you to be, I took you out of Mitzrayim, you saw that. I want you to be a special people. I want you to be a chosen people. I want you to be an Am Segula. Am Segula Mikolo Amin. That's what the message is. So there was one message, which I believe, by the way, I'm projecting my own amaratzas on you, so I apologize for that. But this is a whole separate, this could have been enough. Like, you
know,
what? It's the idea who you are. Meaning this little story here that most people like skip over as some kind of prelude to the main story could have been a story unto itself. This is a great story. Like, you know, we get out of Egypt, we come to the mountain. Moshe Rabbeinu has a nevuah, tells it to the Zakenim, and the nevuah is you are a special people. Now speak. You don't need any mitzvahs. You don't need anything. Just a special
information.
Information, and why are you being such a reductionist? It's not just information. You are not a regular people.
Other religions have been started for much less.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm saying that this was transformative. What? They heard this information from the Skadim, and now they...
Okay. Okay. Well, that's information too. There's a priss.
Yeah.
What's important here, I'll tell you why, what you're getting at. What's important here is that besides for the whole story, I'm just going to give it to you, besides for the whole story of Har Sinai, Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satara, all of that, what's important is a side, which is not an aside, maybe this is the Iker, but another string which is going through this whole Maisa, this whole Sipur, and that is that there's a bris. Bris. What were the luchos called? Shnei luchos? A bris. It's about, which that's what's important. What's important here is that it's all covenantal. Covenantal means that Hashem spoke to Avraham, and he said, Geri yezaracha b'eretz lelahem, you're going to go through a Mitzrayim, and you're going to come out of Mitzrayim. Hello, I'm here, I'm being Mekayim, my bris. We made a deal because of the Avos, because of Schus Avos. We made a covenant, you will be here forever. But you need to know, call it information, but you need to know what a bris is. By the way, a bris, important to know, is always a two-way, otherwise not a bris. It's not a command, it's a bris. A bris is that... over and over and over in the Torah is Ani Mamirech Avatam Amireinu. Like I'm going to lift you up and you're going to lift me up. You're going to be the Oil of Goyim. Mm-hmm. Everywhere throughout Tanakh, it's all about the bris. It's all about this bris. A bris, nothing to do. I mean, not talking about no Oil was taken off here, except for the Oil of Halev. There was a establishment is the covenant that we talked about. Maybe you heard about it in Mitzrayim. This is what's going on here now.
So he's preparing him, saying everything we're going to do following this night is b'shem this bris.
But why preparing? Preparing is mashmah, there's something else going to happen. Not necessarily. At this moment, nothing else is going to happen.
It's not a mitzvah.
As you say, an important piece of information. This is the kiyum of the bris. Maybe you think you're going to go back to Mitzrayim. Maybe you think the Amalekim are going to take you over. No. Right now, we are fulfilling the bris. I'll tell you what's bothering you about what you're saying. Like, let's say I'll tell you, Rabbi Yisrael Mashiach came. Interesting. Another piece of information. So, of course, it's transformative. Of course, it's a life changing. And of course, you would have me institutionalized. but I would think somebody comes with that's like, you can't call it like, oh, I read in the paper. it's a divrei bris. This is the bris. Ela hadvar masher d'daver al bnei Yisrael. Vayomer Moshe, let's go a little bit further, please. Yomer Moshe v'yikra l'zikne am v'yosem l'pnei avos. Kol hadvarim ela asher tzivahu Hashem mitzvah, tzivahu Hashem tarim. V'yanu kol am yachtov, and it was at this point the Klal Yisrael v'yomeru, and they said, kol asher diber Hashem naseh, which is the first half of naseh v'nishma, and they said, we will do whatever Hashem wants us to do. Naase. Kol asher diber Hashem, naase. The first half of naase. Doesn't say naase, but nishma.
It doesn't say yidaber, it says diber. It's mashmah, it's talking about whatever mitzvahs they got to tell them.
Right? I'm not sure. Vayashav, let's see. Vayashav Moshe's divrei ha'am el Hashem. There's your bris, you see. Moshe comes back and he says, the people have said naase. They said naase. Now what? Vayamer Hashem Moshe. So Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, okay, here's your instructions. Your
mission. This Kenny went and said, are you in?
Yeah, are you in? And they said, they're in. Moshe Rabbeinu goes back to Hashem in some form of Nevuah. Again, it's not clear that he ever climbed a mountain at this point. It doesn't say you were the Chumash here. They climbed a mountain, and the Rishonim say he didn't climb any mountains. No mountain climbing Nevuah. This was just simply Nevuah at the bottom of at the foot of the mountain, or at the place of Hahar. The place. This was very significant, as I said before, to Moshe. The Har was very significant because this was known to be a holy place to Moshe. Vayomer Hashem Moshe. Okay, so you're in. I'm in. Here's what we do. Vayomer Hashem Moshe. Hine anochi bo lecha ba'av ha'anan. I'm going to come to you in the thicket of a cloud. By the way, it's interesting. The av is the same lashon that's used by the Akedah. You use a lot of times this thickness, right? The thicket. Bavur yishma al b'dabri imach. I want everyone to hear how I'm talking to you. Because the part of the bris is not just me, it's you too. I want them to believe in you. So what's that? Hashem said to Moshe, Vayagid Moshe is divrei ha'am el Hashem. What did the Yom say?
Nasev.
He already said that, didn't he? Vayomer kol Hashem divrei Hashem Nasev. Vayoshev Moshe is divrei ha'am el Hashem. And now it says, Vayage Moshe is divrei ha'am el Hashem. So there's a chiddush here?
Yeah, there must be something going on. Rashi's over there. There must be something going on that's not written there.
Okay.
And Moshe could have carried on while the Skanim went on their mission.
Shemati mehem shuritzoinam lishmayim imcha. I told them again, as Rav Yitzchok says, they want to hear you. So it must be, what's going on is that first they said, in other words, the first thing that Hashem said is, we've got a bris going on here. The second thing he said is, there's going to be an Ava Anan, and the people are going to hear me talk to you. They're going to hear me talk to you. Apparently, says Rashi, Hashem said that, okay, I shared that with the people, and as Rashi says, Yaged Moshe b'yom hamachresh uhervi lachodesh is divrei ha'am shuva al davar zeh shemati mehem shiritzoinam lishmoya mimcha. This is very important for me. I heard from them that they do want to hear from you. They want to hear from you.
Which is strange because Hashem said they were going to hear it. They just know that they were going to overhear it. Hashem said they were going to overhear it. I'm talking to. So what's the difference between?
They're going
to
hear. But before he just said there's a bris and they said nasa.
Yeah.
Now he says there's going to be a gilui.
Right, and the people are going to overhear.
New thing. The people are going to overhear. But then, so Moshe Rabbeinu came back. Listen to this Rashi. Shuva al-davrizeh. I told them the tshuva. Shemati mehem shiritzoinam liv shmaya mimcha. Einoi doima shemeya mipi ha-shaliach l'shemeya mipi ha-melech. Now Hashem proposed, l'chatchila, I'll speak to you and they will overhear. Moshe Rabbeinu, according to Rashi, somehow knows that, no, Moshe said to Hashem, they actually want to hear directly from you because they don't want to hear from a shaliach. It's mashma, they don't want to overhear, they want to hear. Ritzoneinu lirais es malkeinu. That's Lashon Rashi brings from the Mechilta. We want to lirais, not nachazah. Leroy says, well, okay, like, not only, so the new Chiddush here, again, we haven't got any mitzvahs per se, but we have a negotiation, like a preamble to the big mitzvah. One of them is, you know, there's a covenantal agreement going on here, right? Does this sound like a legal process, right? Am I right? First, there's like, this is party one, this is party two. This is what we're deciding. Number two is, okay, they'll hear me, overhear me. And Rosh Rabbeinu goes back, they're not so good with the overhearing, they want to hear. Ritzoneinu liraisis melkeinu, we want to hear, right? Says the Torah further, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, okay? Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, lech el ha'am, go to the people, v'kidashtem ha'yoim u'machar v'chib susim leisa. Okay, for that, you need to make some serious preparation, and you have to be mitar yourself. By the time the third day came about, they were nechaynim. They were in good shape. Because what's going to happen is that on the third day, apparently as per the request of the people, not as per Hashem's suggestion, but anyway you want to learn it, Ki b'yoyim hashlishi yered Hashem le'enei kol ha'am al har Sinai. That, again, there's no shmia here because they said, Ritzoneinu liroi ses malkeinu. They want to see. So now Hashem is going to be yered Hashem le'enei kol ha'am al har Sinai.
So is that what the chiddush is between Pasuk Tes and now?
Pasuk Tes is shmia. And here they're talking about Hashem says, okay, you can see me. Then you want to see me. Why can't you hear me? Like, why does he change senses here? Vayar ha'om es ha'koylois. This is not Kabbalah, like a positive shot.
From the Rambam in Hilas and Ruah, Karakas, he says, Gamecha Be'emin with Olam, that's the whole raya for the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's mashma that they did hear him speak with Moshe. Then he said, and brings
going to be the, you don't need the Rambam, you're going to hear the Pasuk.
He brings the Pasuk in, right. So apparently that that tonight of hearing from Moshe was a very big ikker.
To Hashem at this point.
For us, in order we should believe
so,
in
so let's Moshe. Let's touch up, yeah. Because I want let the Pasuk talk to you.
Okay.
Yigbalta sa'am saviv lemor. You're right on it with the Rambam, but I want to just see what the Torah says. That's what. Everyone gathered around the mountain. Hishamru lachem lemar. Bigbaltasam, rather. You should gather everyone, Hashem said to Moshe again, in a Nevuah. As far as we know, this was just a Nevuah betachtis sahar, in the holy place. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets a Nevuah, speaks to this kingdom speaks to the people. No amplification, no mountain. Ayom HaShlishi, then we're going to have some kind of a thing that by Yered Hashem le'enei kol ha'am al har Sinai. Because this did not happen yet. So Hashem says, V'ikbalta sa'am, here's the conversation going further. That's what they want. V'ikbalta sa'am saviv le'mor, get everyone to be around the mountain and tell them, Yishamer lechem alois bahar negoya b'katseo. Okay, but don't get too close to the mountain. Kol anageya bahar moishumas. They will die. If I'm on the mountain, they will die. So Hashem is telling them about this Mos Yumas thing of getting too close. Don't get near the mountain. A behema is going to go stroll onto the mountain on Shavuos. He's done. Like, that's what's going to happen. What does that mean, Yitzchak? Somebody, help me.
Only when they hear the
Shema,
they know that it's much of the once again to go back up onto the mountain.
So right, so they're going to go back on the mountain and climb the mountain.
That's Yovel here.
Shofar, I guess. Moshe says it's a shofar.
Ah.
Yimshoich haYovel, hema yalo bahar, means a tkiya gedoyla. Vayered Moshe min hahar el ha'am. Now here, you already see that Moshe Rabbeinu was on a mountain. We don't know where on the mountain. To be clear, but Vayered Moshe min hahar el ha'am, Vayikadosh ha'am, Vayichabsu simloisam. He did a tahara process on the people. Vayomer alam hayu nechonim l'shloishes yamim. You have 3 days to get yourselves ready. I'll teach you alisha. Stay away from women. No women. Why?
He hasn't, according to what we just said before, he hasn't been up yet.
Correct. That was my question. Right. Where is it going down from? Says the Ramban, if you're asking already, I'll answer. There are different parts of the mountain. There's the Av Ha'anan. There's Vanigash El Ha'arafel. There's the peak of the mountain, Arosh Har Sinai. He was standing on some part of this mountain. I know this is different than what everybody learned in the Cheder, but it does say that he was on some kind of a height, a plateau.
Above the plateau.
He was elevated. Wow, unbelievable. Koilois, Brokim, third day, Anon Kaved, the cloud Al Hahor, they looked up and they saw the cloud, Kol Shofer, Chazak Maod, Vayechar Kol Am Asher B'machane, Chazal say that the whole mountain was shaking. The whole mountain was shaking. It's a phenomenon. Vayotze Moshe Sa'am, Likras Elikim Min HaMachane, Vayis Yatsu B'Sachtis Ha'ar. Now let's count cup here. Where was Moshe now?
Down.
Let's keep track. Right, Moshe's down. Vayotze Moshe es ha'am. Not that he went to the people, but Vayotze Moshe es ha'am. What is that? Do you want to translate that?
With.
He went, right? Okay. Likras Elikim. Let's go greet the Lord. Min ha'machane. Let's come out of the machane. Vayisyatsu. And everybody stood together. Where? Betachtis ha'har. So here is the story. Right now, we learned that we are a special people. We learned that we need to become Tahar for this experience, right? That's what the Zakenim told us. And we said our response to that was, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem, Nase. We'll do it. Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu goes down. He comes, he brings the people closer by Yom HaShlishi to the mountain. By Yisyatsu, didn't bring them on the mountain, but by Yisyatsu, they all stood, B'tach Tisahar.
Their expectation is they're going to hear God or see him. Hear it,
which is bare more. So far, they're hearing shofar and it's cool.
But in the Naaseh, they said
Kolat
Sher Hashem Diber. So we're going to hear
right.
Or we're going to
hear. But Hashem said that I'm going to show you. Ria. Now Vizyasu Tachshis Ahar, you're all familiar. The problem with all of us is that we're more familiar with the Chazal than with the Chumash. The Chazal says, "Well, I'm a Shekafa Aleim Har Kegigas." So, Tosfos has a reasonable shot in Har Kegigas that this was such a compelling experience that who's going to say, who's going to, this was like an unbelievable thing called Shofar, the mountain was shaking, this is huge pressure. So the Goyim said later, as Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, the Goyim said later, Klum Kafiso Leino Har Kegigas, what they meant is we never had such an experience, not that you forced us, you were psychologically forced. This was a psychological coercion. Who's going to say no to this kind of a thing? But this was later. This was 3 days later than they already said Nase. They already said Nase. They didn't say Dar Nishma. Bahar Sinai, so here we are. Vayisyasu v'tachtizar, Bahar Sinai oshan kulay mipnei asher yorad Hashem alav ba'esh. Hashem comes down on Har Sinai ba'esh. The mountain was shaking. Hashem is there. It's fine. And here is really the pasuk that I want to underline here for in the next. We're running out of time. Moshe yedaber velekim yanenu bekol. Moshe, again, help me with the translation here. Everyone knows this pasuk. What?
Moshe would continue to speak.
Moshe Yadaber. Okay, I got that part.
Hashem would amplify.
Hans. She tossed him. Hashem Yanenu. What's Yanenu?
Answer.
Answer who? Who's asking you questions here?
Yanenu. He would repeat. He would amplify. He would repeat.
You're telling me Yanenu means amplify? Which word means amplify here? Yan. Yan
is to.
Yan.
Yan
Asher.
Yan Asher.
What's that other thing? That's with an olive.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Fine. Oh, no.
But it's answering us. No.
Okay, let's Moshe Yadaber Nachum Yananu Velikim Yananu Bakol. So Moshe speaks, but Hashem is not speaking, he's doing a call. Call.
And a call to us.
Call Shoif call. Kufa Vlam.
Right.
A little bit further, if you'll allow me, Vayered Hashem al Harsina al Rosh Ahar. Hashem comes on Harsinai, al Rosh Ahar. Vayikra Hashem la Moshe al Rosh Ahar. And Moshe Rabbeinu is called to the Rosh Ahar. Vayal Moshe. Where's the Rosh Ahar? That's a new one. Al Rosh Ahar. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe raid. Go down. Hide bomb. If I don't trust them, they're going to touch the mountain, they're going to go on the mountain, they're going to all drop dead. It's not good. They don't get it. So Moshe goes up, he's a carbon oil of a yari. Moshe goes up, he comes down. First time he's up. Meantime, he's with Klal Yisrael all the time. They're getting too close. Moshe says, they can't go up. Why can't they? Of course they can. Because with this experience, Kavaleim Harkagigis, you know, Tafta Sahar, with this experience, nobody's not paying attention here. So Moshe's arguing with Hashem and saying, don't worry about them, they're not getting so close. Hashem and then Moshe Rabbeinu, now this is important, Kaf Hei, Vayomer Aleihem. So what is he telling them? Stay away. Stay away from the mountain, right? Don't touch the mountain. And now Hashem speaks. Where's Moshe? The bottom, yes? Now, if this is not a chiddush to you, but where was Moshe when the Ten Commandments were given? Bottom. Wasn't on the top. He went up. Hashem says, go down. You stay with the people, move them aside. Now we know he went on Har Sinai. I'm not telling you, I'm not Pagoras. I know he went on Har Sinai. But at this point, he speaks the 10 things, and then, let's go, we have the 10 commandments, skip, that's not important. just want the narrative here. Go to Shvi, Perek, Pasuk, Tesvav. The 10 commandments are over. V'chol ha'amroim ezak koilu ezak ha'lapidim ezkolash shayfer v'zahar ha'ashen. Everybody heard, everybody saw, everybody watched the mountain shake, and everybody stood at a distance. And then they said to Moshe, whoa, dabera ta imanu v'nishma. You speak to us, let's listen. Nishma. V'al yidaber imanu elikim penamus. Okay, did they hear it? They heard everything already. What are they? Vayemer Moshe Lam Alti Ro. Shkifer Elkilu Vavor Nasay Seshem Boalikim Vavor Tia Yerasa El Pneichem Lefilti Chefto Vayamid Ami Rochaik Umoshe Nigash El Ha'arafel. Now Moshe finally goes up to, they say, we don't want to hear from Hashem, which is kind of strange because it doesn't say, but look, let's be clear. All it said was, Vaydaber Moshe Elohim, Vayomer Aleihem, then Moshe said, Moshe said to them to stay away, and then it says, Vaydaber Elohim es kol ha'torim ha'ela leimor to who? We don't know, it's unclear. Vaydaber Elohim es kol ha'torim ha'ela leimor, Ibr Tzuzog, right? Leimor, that's how we touch in Cheder. Azoy Tzuzog. He gave them, he said, and he said to the Ten Commandments, they said, Pasuk Tesvav, we see everything, we watch everything, but we don't want to hear from Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, okay. Moshe, and at this point, Vayamidam Mirachik, Moshe Nigash El Harafel, Asher Sham, Oelikim. So now, for the first time, after the Ten Commandments, after the Aseres HaDibros, after the Naaseh, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the first time, Moshe Nigash El Ha'arafel. The Arafel, Chazal tell us, is, that's like Mamish the Shechina, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, into the darkness. It means darkness. He walked into the darkness of the cave. Disappeared up there. This wasn't him standing on the mountain. This was way up. He went up. So it means like this, just to make it a bekitzer, it means something like this, that there was a havamina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be meskale to everybody. They said, we're not interested in that. That's too scary for us.
But they said it's
after that Sarasadibris. After Sarasadibris. So, but the experience of Mamish going further than we're going experientially, further than the kolos and the brachim and the electricity on the mountain and the lightning, everything, further than that, to go and to actually have a gilui of Hashem, we're not holding by it. So Moshe Rabbeinu is nigash el harafim. At this point comes the Medrash in and says that they told them, they heard already two things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnayim, echad shemati, shnayim, echad, so that's on the Pasha there, shnayim shemati. We heard two?
Rashi says one.
One. Machlokes is the Medrash.
This Lamor, before the first Dibra, he brings the Machilta. He says, they answered, no? They answered to each one.
Okay, that's a sheet. We're going with the Medrash. Can I go another just a minute into Parakaf Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, where the poor story speaks up? And to Moshe he said, Alei el Hashem atav aron nadu v'aviyu shivu mezikne Yisrael v'shtachavisa mirachayk v'nigash Moshe levado el Hashem mehem lo yigashu v'am lo yalu imay. So what we have here in Parakaf Dalet, in Parashat Mishpatim, is a metzias of how everything looked at Har Sinai. So now we have Nase. So they already said Nishma, so it's really we should be saying Nishma v'Nase. Instead of Nase v'Nishma, right? Or Nase, they said Nase, or they said Nase before also, I'm sorry. Now, let me just say one thing, and then we're going to have to learn this in detail on Erev Shavuos, Mir Sashem Sunday. What we need to understand that the sikkum of the Rishonim were that there's two possibilities of hearing from Hashem. There's the Kol Hashem and there's the Dvar Hashem. The Rambam says there's a Mar Nevuchim. There's the Kol Hashem, there's the Dvar Hashem. Vayaris HaKoilos. What Koilos? Moshe Daber Velikim Yanenu Bikol. The Rambam says beautifully, Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Kol Asher Toyim Elucha Sara Shema B'Koyla B'Ruach HaKodesh Shema. Rashi says also in Bereishis. Kol is Ruach HaKodesh. A Nevuah is like this. A Nevuah is that hearing the Kol Hashem is an experience, not an intellectual experience. It's not that Hashem speaks with words. It's a Nevuah. All of this, everything we're talking about here is Nevuah. There's
calling.
A calling, nice. It's a sound. A coil is a sound. What would happen was that a Navi, any Navi, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, pick your Navi. Yoel, Micha, Moshe. Moshe was the biggest Navi. So a Navi is getting the Dvar Hashem and then interpreting it or saying it over. With Moshe Rabbeinu, it was so clear. It was Aspaklaria Meira. It was so clear. But other Nevi'im was Aspaklaria She'enim Ira. Ve'en Shtei Nevi'im Nisnavim L'davar Echad. They're hearing it differently. The experience of Nevuah, the Rambam writes in the Yad, is like a near-death experience. This is not an easy experience, a near-death experience. They were afraid. So the original plan was, I'm just giving a preview here. The original plan was, Hashem says, let me speak to all the people. They're there B'tach T'Sahar, let me speak to all the people. Kolam Nevi'im. Alavai, Eldad and Medad said Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu said Alavai. If that would have happened, there would have really been no great need at this moment for Moshe Rabbeinu B'chlal. Like, you brought us to the mountain, thank you, and we heard, no, but they said we don't. The experience of Nevuah, actual Nevuah, of hearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Moshe Rabbeinu is doing, we're not holding. We're not in the Madrega. So what happened? We moved to a new place of Moshe Yadaber, not Hashem. Hashem Ya'anenu B'kol. Poshut Pshat is that Hashem gave the kol, Moshe had this kol experience, this Kol experience, Kuf Vav Lamed experience, and then he gave that over to the people. Moshe Yadaber, not amplification. Hashem Yanenu Bakol. Hashem was giving the Kol. So here's like the it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm articulating it to you in words. And Hashem Vayaminu Bacha, they believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was doing this correctly. Vayaminu Bacha Lo'olam. So how they got to that, but that was Hashem was said, if they're not going to hear me, they have to know that you're the man who's interpreting it correctly. And L'chayr, there'll never be another Navi like Moshe. Why do I say L'chayr? Because maybe Mashiach, in some place, the Rambam is Zoyser himself. Maybe in some areas, Mashiach will be even a bigger Navi than Moshe, but not in Kabbalah Zatayr. When it comes to Torah, when it comes to this experience. So all of this, I believe, according to the Pashut of Pshat, happened B'tachtis Sahar. It happened B'tachtis Sahar that Hashem started to speak. Moshe Rabbeinu was at the bottom of the mountain. Hashem started to speak. The people said to Moshe, whoa, this is like a near-death experience. We're not holding by such a thing. You talk, let Hashem hear you, we'll hear the voices, the sounds and everything, but you do the interpretation. We can't have this experience. So then came the Aseres HaDibros. After the Aseres HaDibros, according to the Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu is Nigash El HaRafel. Moshe Rabbeinu goes, Asher Shom Hashem, which Hashem is there. What do you go there for? what's left to do over here? What's the job is done, right? They heard the Ten Commandments. So the answer is two things, both of them important. One thing is, 40 days and 40 nights, he has to learn what all this means. You know, nice, like signoi, but when he came down finally, is kol ha-mishpatim, but more important than that. Some say, like the Zohar says, he went up here to Torah Shebal Peh. I'm not sure what that means. But, I mean, Shebal Peh. More important than this, in order for something to be a bris, Chazanish explains this, by the way, in order for something to be a bris, it has to be written down. Not an experience. A bris, a covenant, is written down. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Luchos. The Luchos is not a written documentation, like a transcription of what just went on. What do we need Luchos for? The Luchos are Shnei Luchos HaBris. Eila Divrei HaBris. The Moshe Rabbeinu got the Luchos. This was the covenant. These were the stones of the covenant. When Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, he meant to say the covenant is broken. The Torah remains. Nobody became putter from Torah at that time. He broke the covenant. When he went back on Har Sinai and we went through a whole Yom Kippur, he reestablished the covenant. It is all Mavurj and the Pasuk. The stones had to do with the covenant. The commandments had to do with what we're supposed to do. Two separate things. There is no covenant, there's no covenant in hearing Hashem. That's an experience of Nevuah. So there was an experience of Nevuah B'tachti Sahar, and there was a covenantal experience B'arafel Sahar, which Moshe Rabbeinu broke those. I'll tell you just the one-minute history of the covenant. He re-established them on different terms. So l'chosh ne'luchay savanim kirishonim. You're going to have to do some work now to the covenant. What does psalacha mean? I get my part. I get my part of the covenant. Where's your part of the covenant? So psalacha ne'luchay savanim. You carve out the stones now. Like there is a symbolism here in a two-way covenant. Yeah, you with me on that? Is it psalacha ne'luchay savanim? V'chasavti ala luchay sasadvarim asher kisavti ala luchay sarishonim asher shibarta. I will, this time, I'll supply the ksav, you supply the stones. Covenant. There's no such thing as a covenant that you know, I'm paying all the legal fees here. Like this is, we have to both do this together. At the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, fast forward, before the end, he went into the Oel Moed. What happened in the Oel Moed? Moshe, Hashem Medaber, Moshe Medaber Vekose. Moshe Rabbeinu's writing. He takes the Sefer Torah, 13 Sefer Torah, and he presents it to the Klal Yisrael, one to each Shevet, puts one in the Mishkan, and he says, here is your new Sefer HaBris. So it's not about, there's the Aron with the Aseres HaDibros and with the Shivrei Luchos, and then there's the Sefer Torah, not for everybody to look at it, not as a museum piece, but this is the Bris. This is the Bris. Eitz Chaim Hilam HaChazikim Bavasim Chaim Ma'ushar, this is the Bris. When you look at the Sefer Torah, it's the Bris. What's important here is that we are a mamleches kohen and v'nam kodesh. It's not what's important is, of course, it's important what it says there. But Eila Divrei Abrit, the Chazon Ish says such an important thing. He says the difference between what was written in the Torah and Torah Shebaal Peh, so it's such an important thing. Think about this for a minute. Why isn't everything written in the Torah? Or why isn't everything Baal Peh? What do we need a double, this Torah Shebaal Peh, Torah Shebaal Peh, why is mixing us all up? The answer is that what was written in the Torah, what's biksav, doesn't make it deraisa. There are many things that Chazal say that are deraisa. Allah Chalamayim should be seen. What's written in the Torah is part of the bris. What's not written in the Torah is not part of the bris, necessarily. You have to do it. It's part of the instruction manual. It's Torah. But it's not part of the bris. Hashem said to do it. You do it. You don't need pigs. But it's the bris that actually says in the Torah. What it says in the Chumash, the words of the Chumash, are the bris. Stronger than that, the Asar Sadibris, what's the significance? Why do you give us 10 commandments if there's 613? The answer is bris. So, Torah Tziva Lono Moshe, says Gemara says in Makkos Chof Gimel, Torah is Gematria 611. Shtayim Zu Shamati, right, that you heard to yourself, so that gives you 613. In terms of Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu ended up teaching the Torah. In terms of covenant, Moshe Rabbeinu ended up getting the Luchos and bringing them down to Klal Yisrael, and then the Mishkan HaEdus was Edus of what? The Bris. So what's important here, when I'm being Mechadish to you, if it's a Chiddush to you, is that we need to put everything into different parts. It's extremely important to put everything in different parts. One part is the Bris, and that was one complete story. As Chaim said before, whole religions could be based on that. Like, there's the Bris. You don't need any commandments. You don't need anything. There's the experience of Nevuah. And then, Yishakeni, Minshika Spiu, that give us that experience of hearing Hashem, talking to Hashem. La'asid Lavai. Moshe Rabbeinu said La'asid Lavai. And then there's the experience of the Bris, of Nevuah, and the information of the Torah itself. What do we do? What do we not do? Which was everybody's Nevuah, B'tachta Sahar. So, like a huge chronological chiddush is that according to this, and the Ramban agrees with me, or I agree with the Ramban, however you want to look at it, is the Ramban is a raya to this, is that this was all, the Aseres HaDibros in the order that it was given, was before, that was Maimed Har Sinai, but it wasn't about Moshe Rabbeinu being on top of the mountain and screaming miraculously down to the people. If there was a miracle, it was at the one time that it says that the last eight Dibrois, where Moshe Rabbeinu was being the interpreter or the articulator of the Aseres HaDibros, and there it doesn't say he spoke to the Zakenim, and there Rashi says, Hashem Yanenu Bakol, that he gave him a special koach to speak loudly. Seder. It's a minor miracle in the context of everything else that we're learning here. Okay, we need to finish the story on...
Where
the Chazon Ish is in the Chazon Ish in Yerideya. It's a good, maybe I will send that source on WhatsApp.